Barrel veterinarian Sarah Coburn is also accompanist for the Presbyterian Church Choir. On Sunday, July 22nd, she told the story of a young walrus being found hanging around a fisherman's net near town. The little guy was at the vet clinic.
So Kathy and I jumped in the car, ran over. They were basically packing him up, getting ready to stick him on one of the air cargo planes to send him down to Seward.
That's former Juneau resident Peter Andreg. He and his wife Kathy have lived in Barrow for 3 years now. When the stories of the two walrus pups hit the news last week, Andreg sent me a picture.
All of a sudden, man, it's just like hit the news, and I'm seeing it everywhere.
And all these articles just kept saying, rescued from the ocean of Alaska.
I know. I thought, come on, that's why I emailed you. I thought, well, you know, you should get some credit here.
Puttick was one of three walruses to be rescued from Barrow area beaches over a two-week period in late June and early July. Dr. Robert Sudam is a wildlife biologist for the North Slope Borough.
3 or 4 days, 5 days before the pups were found, there was a group of at least 1,000 walruses that drifted by on some ice, you know, less than a mile offshore on the Chukchi seaside. And so it seems very likely that somehow the pups got separated from their mom.
One walrus pup was quite sick and died within a week, despite intensive veterinary care at Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward. Sudam rescued the first pup, who was given an Inupiaq Eskimo name.
Puckuck means to get into things, to mess around with things. And since he was there hanging around the fishnet, and in fact the first time the fisherman saw him, the walrus pup was pulling on the net. So he was puckucking with the net.
He says the pup was in pretty good condition, but getting more lethargic by the day. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has management responsibility for stranded marine mammals. That's where biologist Joel Garlick Miller entered the picture.
The calves are very dependent on their mother for a period of 2 years, so they can't really survive on their own if they're abandoned during that critical time. So if we hear of reports of an orphan animal, we try to assess the situation, give them an opportunity to rejoin a herd if possible. And if that doesn't seem likely after a period of about 48 hours, then we consider capturing the animal for rehabilitation.
That was the case for both Puttick and Mittick. Dr. Sudam captured Puttick with a large round hoop net that he uses for beluga whales when attaching satellite trackers.
So I basically snuck up on one side of him. My wife, Leslie Pierce, was on the other side of him, distracting him, and I walked right up to him and put this hoop net over him, and then we picked him up with a lot of effort and wrestled him into the back of the SUV.
Sudam says he initially thought the walrus pup was about 70 pounds, but he turned out to be 250. Puttick stayed in the SUV. That's where the Andreg saw him.
What was really amusing is one of the stories I saw in the media talked about how they were so cuddly, and it seems a little funny because they're, what, a couple hundred pounds of cuddly. But sure enough, the one that we saw, one of Sarah's assistants, was in the cage with this walrus, and that walrus just looked as comfortable as could be, all curled up with her, and she had a bottle and was feeding him, and he didn't look stressed at all.
Puttick and Mittick spent the rest of the summer at the Sea Life Center until the right homes could be found at aquariums that already have walrus. U.S. Fish and Wildlife's Garlick Miller saw them both as they headed out of Alaska, Puttick to Indianapolis Zoo and Mittick to the New York Aquarium in Brooklyn. He says they'll serve as good ambassadors for Alaska's wildlife and educate zoo visitors about the growing problem of the loss of summer sea ice in the Arctic.
Walrus in Alaska used to spend all their summer months out in floating sea ice habitats, but in recent years, the sea ice has moved beyond the shallow continental shelf waters where walrus feed, and so they've been forced ashore along the coast.
There's now a proliferation of walrus haulouts on the Arctic coast with thousands of animals at a time. And now you know the rest of the story of Puttick and Mittick. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.